there's still no word on when the 2022 Grammys will take place. COVID caused the ceremony to be postponed from its original January 31st date. But when it happens, soul singer-songwriter Leon Bridges could win another Grammy. He won his first in 2019 for this song, "That Ain't Worth the Hand."
I better slow down, 'cause I keep tripping on words I don't wanna say. Just tell me right now, 'cause I keep seeing the signs you want me to stay.
Now Leon Bridges is up for two Grammys, including Best R&B Album for Gold Digger Sound. The album, his third, came out last July, and I spoke with him about it in August. And what better way to start than with the opening track? Let's hear it. This is Born Again, featuring Robert Glasper.
Sit still, take it slow, soak it in, even though miss the people that I love.
Let's start with how and where this album sound came about. You were playing a residency at Gold Diggers, which is a popular hotel and bar in East Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that place to me.
You know, it has somewhat of a kind of unassuming vibe from the exterior of it. Somewhat of a refuge in the midst of this, like, gritty city. And we had basically been digging and searching for the right sound over the course of 2 years. And we wanted to find a place that was aesthetically inspiring, that we could just fully immerse ourselves in and cultivate this sound that was unique to me.
As I was listening to the album, I was thinking that there's an intentionality in your first two albums, specific love letters to specific times and places, but that doesn't seem to be the case with Gold Digger's sound. Where did the seeds of the songs on this third album start?
I noticed initially, you know, that I was just immediately boxed in, and I wanted to deviate from that. And so I would say the song that kind of became the North Star as to how we wanted to shape all the music for this album was Motorbike.
It's whatever you like. Ooh, on the back of my motorbike.
You know, I wanted to create this vibe of escaping and just living in the moment.
Let's hear a bit more off of the album.
Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeated. Why do I feel skin dark tonight?
That was Sweeter, a song that came out during the summer of racial reckoning in this country. In a statement after that song was released, you said that, quote, "I have been numb for too long, calloused when it came to the issues of police brutality." Tell me about that, about your own experiences with racism.
You know, Sweeter is a song, you know, that I wrote prior to, you know, the death of George Floyd, which is totally a reflection of this perpetual narrative of unarmed black men dying in the hands of police. And through most of my career, you know, I've been scrutinized for not making political music. Racism is something that I've experienced, and obviously not oblivious to that reality. It was just really challenging finding the words. It was something about that moment in the Gold Digger sessions when my good friend Terrace Martin kind of initiated the jam session with those chords. And for me, the chords and the music kind of dictates what the song is about. I knew in that moment that that's what I needed to write about.
In fact, you said in that same statement that I referred to, you said that George Floyd was crying out to you.
I saw in that moment that that could have easily have been me. It was almost this feeling of inadequacy of, you know, there's nothing I can do. You know, this feeling of helplessness. And, you know, I had never really shed tears over someone I didn't know, you know, because I've always just kind of shut everything off when it came to police brutality, because it hurt feeling that. But in that moment of George Floyd, I remember standing in the kitchen and after seeing that video and just bawling.
Why do I feel my skin dark as night?
Let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about love. You've been talking about it since your first album, where you promised someone that you'd be a better man.
I just want to be a better man to my baby.
And then there's this one tune on the new album, Magnolias, that comes in with a Spanish guitar lick and just does not let up.
Wake up beside you again and again. Smell fresh cut magnolias. Tell me what you want, let me spoil.
In this difficult year or two, who's been putting a smile on your face while you've been writing this album, Leon?
You know what? It's funny because, to be honest, you know, I've always been somewhat evasive, you know, when it came to love and commitment. Throughout most of my life, I've been content with temporary relationships and experiences in that way. But during the pandemic, you know, I opened myself up to that a little bit more and started seeing someone back home. When it comes to like writing a song, you know, I might not necessarily know what I want to write about. And so I start everything off with just like kind of incoherently mumbling a melody, and maybe there might be a phrase in there, and I'll you know, normally take that phrase and shape the song around that. But you know, there was a little bit of inspiration, you know, in there. That's kind of how the process goes for me.
Well, there's a willingness to explore not just the budding and the building of romantic affection, but the waning of a relationship, too. And I want to play this, well, aptly named Why Don't You Touch Me? Let's listen.
If you still need love, or like you say it, then why don't you touch me?
To say this one hurts a bit. Talk a little bit about that pain and how your expression of it has evolved, Leon.
This was a tune that transpired out of the pandemic. I was able to link up with this songwriter by the name of Cadence and thought it would be a dope angle to kind of tell this story of love diminishing in a relationship from a man's perspective. And you know, maybe I've, you know, experienced bits of that in certain relationships, but it's all about kind of writing outside of my experiences in hopes of it resonating with someone else.
And maybe the most painful song on this album is the haunting track Blue Mesas.
Killing myself, saying these words. There's a hurting deep down in my soul, but I learned not to let it show. I need him. No.
There's a hurting deep down in my soul, but I learned not to let it show. What's at the heart of this one?
So, you know, with the, inception of this album, me and my good friend Ricky Reed, who produced this album, we were kind of throwing around this, you know, this thing of samurai cowboy. Which was kind of like the sonic visual we wanted to try to encapsulate. And I think Blue Mesas reflects that. You know, Blue Mesas is a story of just my experience with fame and just like the solitude and weight that comes with having a little bit of notoriety. I just felt like I wasn't prepared enough or, you know, to be in the limelight. You know, this released some of that emotion in some of these songs. And honestly, it was, for me, just being the person that I am, it was really hard to kind of go there. But I can say the pandemic for me kind of allowed for me to heal. And I'm glad that people are really embracing, you know, this new sound, because I noticed that Black expression, you know, people want to put boundaries on that.
Well, your first two albums drew instant comparisons to Black soul legends like, stop me if you've heard this before, Sam Cooke or Otis Redding, right? But in an interview with The Guardian, you said you associate your music more with the white musician Willie Nelson. This new album is the farthest departure from those traditions. What are you saying with this music about who Leon Bridges is?
You know, I'm sending the message that I can, you know, I can make whatever I want to make. You know, the pool of inspiration, you know, is communal. You know, growing up, I gravitated towards R&B music. When I started playing guitar, you know, I discovered Rolling Stones and Van Morrison and Neil Young. You know, at the same time, I also love hip hop music. And so this album was just about being honest about all those things that inspire me.
That was Leon Bridges, Grammy Award-winning soul singer and songwriter on his third album, Gold Digger's Sound. Leon, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Don't worry about